Okay, if there are any prayer requests, let's see, we've got area code 903. I'll,
Yes, this is Stormy.
Hi, Stormy.
I have a blessing for Mother's Day. I was born in a thunderstorm that shook the entire hospital in Longview, Texas. And in the midst of that storm, I gave my mother a gift, that I be born naturally and she bear no pain. And that's how I was born.
That's beautiful.
And again, there is that tranquility in the midst of a storm all around us. And that's why I get to do such beautiful and peaceful music that I do. I do jazz also, but I meditate to wipe out. That's my meditation music. Are you the astrologer?
Yes. Yeah, I love astrology. I watch the sky a lot.
I have been asking one of my prayers that someone give me an astrology based solely on flowers.
Oh.
Interesting concept. I've been asking for it for a long time.
And what was it again? Astrology based on, you said flowers?
Yeah, flowers.
Oh.
Easy enough to do the sunflower for the sun sign, simple analogies. Thank you for your perceptions, because I'm quite a star person, and just for fun, I go ride on the front of asteroids for fun.
I really get a great boost out of it. It's what's interesting what you're saying, because when you study astrology or anything that works with resonance, you find that it's connected with everything. So it certainly is connected with flowers. It certainly is connected with gems. It certainly is connected with other vibrations in nature. So I think that's an interesting aspiration that you have, and one that I wouldn't be surprised if you find it fulfilled.
I get to do some really interesting things, and my prayers are always answered, and I've had big ones. I was asked by God at age 8 to pray for Russia.
Oh.
And not USSR, Russia. So I never had a concept of USSR. I never asked God why or what. I've never had any questions about anything, because I get to know. And that's a whole other world of getting to know. I don't get to believe, I get to know. I just thought I'd bring that tranquility of my birth into Mother's Day.
Yes. Yeah, that's beautiful. Thank you for that.
Glenda's system just not working yet.
I'm sorry, say it again?
Oh, Glenda's system just isn't working yet.
Well, I'm guessing that she's probably not able to get to connect right now, and that's why I started the call. I thought at least we could kind of gather us all and invite anyone who wants to get on the blessing list.
Yeah, you may hear the noise behind me. I have to go outside because I don't get a signal in the house anymore. I've had loss of signal strength out where I'm at in little town of Emory.
Which state?
Texas. I'm from Fort Worth, Texas, born in Longview, East Texas, and I'm halfway in between the two.
Okay.
It's a dream I've had. I've had lots of dream visions all my life, Glenda including. I've had real special information about her, even to the point in high school I was told what to wear in her presence. Real specific stuff. In the early days when she was beginning to do this stuff that she didn't know she was going to do, but I did. And as a person like that, you're in the background supporting that which will come to be.
Yeah.
And you know, a lot of us support a lot of people in that way for ourselves and for other people. But it's that tranquility in some of the music that I have played. You know, one time she didn't want to give her lecture on Christ because my music was so beautiful. She says, "Well, Ben, I just want to listen." I says, "Well, Glenda, they're here to listen to you speak." I was at every lecture she gave for her conversations with Christ, and then I was at the third time at the Christ Truth League where she recorded it.
Oh, okay.
So I've part of just what I did. Let's go on to another call if there's another one waiting.
There is, Stormy. Thanks. We've got, it looks like Elizabeth. Hello, Elizabeth. Are you there?
Yes, I'm here. I just wanted to ask for a blessing for a friend of mine who's recently had heart surgery and is recovering, but it's a rough road, so I just ask for a blessing from Yeshua to help him get through what he's going through. His name is George French.
George French, okay.
Okay, Beth. Thank you so much.
You bet. Thank you. God bless.
God bless you. Thank you. Bye.
You bet. Bye. If there's anyone else who would like to request a blessing, you can hit *6 and share your blessing. See Sarah? Oops. Oh, I tried to get you, Sarah. Hang on 1 second.
Hey, Tony, it's Scott.
Hey, Scott. How are you?
Yeah, man. Good, good. So good to hear you, man. You sound
Thank
great.
You. Good to hear you. You do, too.
I'll ask for a blessing, man. It's something I've really got to make some progress with. It sounds like a little thing, but I don't want to ever get in any trouble. I find myself being a little bit impatient sometimes, especially if I'm driving a motor vehicle, and I don't want to be, I'd rather be calm and secure and in control of thought and consciousness. So blessings to that end. Much appreciated.
Yes, definitely. And thank you. I've added you to my list.
Thank you, Cousin. Appreciate it.
Oh, you bet. Thank you. Let's see. I got a couple other people to get blessings from. I'll proceed to Joanna.
Hi, yes, this is Joanna, and I would like to ask for blessings for my son and his wife and two boys because they're selling the old family house and moving, and there's just been a lot of disruption with my family, and I would just love to ask for prayers for all of them. Thank you.
Oh, yes, beautiful. I've got him on the list, Joanna. Thank you. Happy Mother's Day.
Thank you.
God bless.
Mm-hmm.
All right, and we've got Sarah. Hi, Sarah.
Hi there. This is Sarah.
Hi.
And I'd like to ask a blessing for my brother-in-law, who I just found out that he has cancer. And his name is Joel, and he's in Chicago. And also a blessing for my son, Marshall, for Mother's Day.
Oh, very good. Yes, happy Mother's Day to you.
Oh, thank you.
Sarah, you, I know you've taught some of the blessing classes. Are you planning to do any more teaching?
Yeah, I would love to. I love doing that, and it's just a matter of timing and when there's enough people close enough to get here for it. But, you know,
yeah.
I'd like to do more of that.
Very good. And besides Sunday, you often do, I see sometimes that there's blessing, you know, just Christ blessing things that you do. Is that right? Is there a weekly thing that you do?
On Tuesday nights at 9 o'clock East Coast time, anybody can tune in for a blessing. And, you know, either blessing givers, the more the better, and anybody that wants to receive is welcome to just join us then. So, yeah, that's been going on for about 5 years, and I love that, too.
Yeah, yeah, that's wonderful. All right, well, thank you, and happy Mother's Day.
Well, thank you so much. Yeah, all the mothers out there, bless everybody.
Yeah, indeed. All right, thank you very much, Sarah.
Okay.
All right, and let's see, we've got Eva. Let me click you.
Hi. Hi, Tony. Thanks for taking over here. I'm curious, yes. Wasn't on earlier. Is Glenda okay, or
I just couldn't
get on the call?
Yeah, so at about 10 after, I was waiting like with everybody else, and I have to log on. And so I've helped her a couple times before, so I just decided I'd log on and start the call.
Okay.
So this is being recorded, and so all the blessings that are being requested today will be on this recording. Haven't heard anything. I'm hoping Glenda's good, and we'll be sending, you know, blessing and prayers to her if we don't hear from her by the time we start.
Right.
I'm sure she's with us.
Okay. Yeah, I would like to ask a blessing for my husband, Charles. He's been getting some seizures a little bit more frequently lately, and we're a little concerned about that. And so just like to get a blessing. He has a problem with his right hand that cramps up, and it's like from like a stroke symptom. And we'd like to get that cleared up if possible. And so I would appreciate blessings for him.
Yeah, for sure.
And I thank you very much.
Yes, thank you.
And thank you for doing this, Connie. It's so nice that somebody's, you know, able to take over when this happens.
Yeah, I try to always monitor the call, and if I can help, I want to help. So here's a case. Yeah, thank you, Eva.
Yeah.
All right, well, God bless.
Thank you
and
very much.
Eva, are you a mom as well?
I am a mom and a grandmom, yes.
Oh,
oh yes. So I just had my my granddaughters. My granddaughter, we were going to be going to her graduation in Virginia last weekend, and I think that might have kicked off my husband's seizure because he kind of almost didn't want to go. I was trying to encourage him, and I think maybe sometimes I like to push too much because I want him to do things. He's now blind, and which he lost his sight to glaucoma. From his stroke, he had been recovering really, really well and was doing a lot of things for himself. But then once he became blind, he became much more sedentary, and that sort of concerns me, but I don't know quite what to do about it. So if we could get his right hand going again, which it had been at one point, then I think that would be helpful, and we wanted to work on using a walking cane, which would be helpful, but now he's back to just using a walker and all the time. So he had been totally independent in the house before.
Well,
so I know healing is possible, and I still have my hopes up that we'll get the big one of these days.
And, well, definitely.
Yeah,
we have Charles on the list for sure.
Thank you so much. I know they really work. I mean, I have become much more relaxed and peaceful, and it really helped me with a lot of my fears. That was the first thing I noticed after doing the blessings years ago when Glenda first started, and my fears gradually were diminishing about a lot of things. So I said, this is really, and that's the only thing I know that was really doing that for me. So anybody out there, yeah, get the blessings. It definitely does work.
Yeah, absolutely. I agree. I've had some very profound experiences connected to this as well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Thank you very much.
You are welcome.
All right. God bless you.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
You bet. And we have a caller from area code 413, and there is still time if you want to offer a blessing or ask for a blessing. You'll just have to hit *6 if you want to do that. We still have a few more minutes.
Hello to this beautiful community. This is Sarah from Santa Cruz.
Hi, Sarah.
And
Hi, thank you so much for your service on this call. I wanted to say hi to Sarah in Western Mass. That's actually where I'm from, and I tune in. I set an alarm so that I can tune in every Tuesday night from California. And I'm going to reach out to her because I'll be home in Massachusetts, and I'd love to be part of a blessing class. So I want to just first express my gratitude, so much love and gratitude to Mother Earth, to our divine Mother God, and just so to love and to what mothers bring, and just so much gratitude and love for that. And I want to ask for a special blessing for my mom, Kathy Walton, and for my grandmother.
Oops. Hi, I didn't mean to interrupt. This is Glenda. I finally here. I am so sorry. We have a lost signal down in this part of the world, which occasionally happens, and always without warning. But I'm sure, based on what I heard, that Tony and company and others have guided you through. And so Tony, just take back over. Take back over the calls that were on. Keep going, and I'll be for conducting the blessing. Okay?
Yes. And I'd love it if you do our invocation, if you're able to stay on the line.
I will. I promise.
Okay.
So just keep it going for a couple more minutes and let me settle my heart into this and feel the love, okay?
Okie dokie. All right. Thank you so much. All right. And we have a wireless caller.
Hello. This is June from Western Mass, and I'm asking a blessing for a personal situation that evolved, for a blessing for all concerned, and also for a bereaved family, lost their dad, and for all the assistant mothers and all the aunts and people who help, who male or female, who are doing wonderful, loving mothering and helping raise people and helping people go on, adding their calming presence to life and their concern.
Yeah. That's beautiful. Thank you so much for adding that to our list. Thanks, June.
You're welcome. Welcome, Tony. Thank you.
You bet.
And a blessing for you and for, so glad to hear Glenda's voice too, but
yeah.
For you stepping in and having the courage and the capacity to do that. It's so lovely. I've been trying to note down some of the names and so I could be a part of the blessing too. You know, I got trained as a blessing giver, so.
Oh, very good.
Yeah.
Well, thank you very much.
Everybody.
Yes, thank you. And we have another caller on the waiting to do a blessing. Thank you for your patience.
Hello, Tony. Hello. This is Faye in Virginia.
Hi, Faye. Thanks for your patience.
Thank you for being there. I would like to ask a blessing for my two friends, Jean and Kay. Each is having health problems, and they can't find the bottom line, what really is causing the problem. And it's very, their lifestyle's been really active, and now they're not, and it's difficult to deal with. And I would like a blessing for them.
Yeah, very good. Thank you.
And they're both
Jean
mothers.
And Kay.
Jean and Kay. They're both mothers, and they have wonderful families.
Oh, wonderful. Yeah, I definitely have them down. And, I know what heartache that can be when you're searching for answers and it's just not clear what the root cause is or where to go for answers. And I've been through that with my own family members. So the amazing thing is from my own experience is that those prayers make such a difference, and then the answers do come, sometimes from very surprising directions, different people and connections, just sharing the story and continually sharing the prayer and letting people know about the need seems to be such a key. It helps to bring out the wisdom from the community, and that's some of the things that I could say that has helped to find those connections and answers.
Yes.
So we'll definitely keep. You bet. Thank you. All righty. Let's see. We had Glenda on there a few minutes ago. I think that she'll be back with us. Hopefully, I was going to have her do our invocation for the blessing. It's probably about that time. So Glenda, if you're there, let's see if we can get you back on the call with us. I'll just see if I can identify you. When I saw you before, it looked like you were a wireless caller, so I wasn't seeing your name on the board. It'd probably be just a minute or two yet until we have Glenda back with us. Glenda, if you can hear me, you might have to dial star six in order to get into the queue again. So there was a little poem that came to me yesterday. My mom has been gone since 1995. But I think of her, at her better birthday and on Mother's Day. And, there was this poem that came to me, and it was not just about Mom. It seemed to be bigger than that. But if I can remember, I'll share it with you. It's something like, you hold my life. You give me birth. You breathe with me. You love me. So it's just kind of an acknowledgement of Mom and Mother's Day, but also the great mother that surrounds and loves us all. So the thought came to me to share that. And we'll see. I'm not seeing Glenda here with us. Well, I'll just say a few more things really quickly. I can see the board right now, and, even on a day when our call's a little bit discombobulated, we have a really terrific number of people that are with us, bringing their blessings, but also just in the background supporting. And, you can kind of sense it and feel it. I always really feel very grateful for, just the opportunity to get on this call and hear everybody and connect with everybody on Sunday. So, as usual, one of my prayers and my blessings is a blessing of gratitude for this community, for this group of people. So I know we want to remember Glenda and Larry for...
Hi, Tony.
Hey,
I'm here. I'm here. Welcome. We got cut off again. Oh, my gosh. What a day for all of this to happen, but... let's just be in peace and realize that this is very, very typical of the types of problems that Mommy has to deal with every day of the year.
Yeah.
So sometimes life gets confused. Sometimes Mom has to be the chaos manager of the family, and she always shows up. Okay, so let this be. I had a great message I wanted to share today, but it's the same kind of message I can give next week. The most important thing is that we as a community, we stayed on, we worked together, we put our hearts together, and you made this a special event. Thank you so much, Tony. And I think just for the sake of moving on, we really do need to and give a prayer to Yeshua and move into our blessing. So what does that feel like to you, Tony? Does it feel like the right thing?
Oh, yeah. Perfect. Perfect timing. Thank you so much.
Let us do that. Yeshua, our brother,
Our friends, child of God, baby boy of Mother Mary, who is the most revered mother in our history. To her we send so much love. From her we know we are receiving so many blessings. And we offer special. We just want to send through you, Yeshua, all the love and blessings we have for our mothers, whether they're still living or whether they've gone back to be with you, because you know where they are, you know how they are, and you can offer them our love, even though we may not be able to reach them directly. Let us be joined heart to heart with our most life-giving connection, which is something we've been studying in our seminar, thanks to your messages about the importance of life-giving connections. Mom was our beginning realization of what it was to have a connection that literally gave us life. And now we step up a level higher and know that you have given us life. And we step up a bit higher and we know the Holy Spirit is here to give us life every day. And God our Father is the source of our eternal life. So in humble surrender, relaxing in the arms of God through the energy of the Holy Spirit, embraced in our heart with you, we seek your blessings. And we seek your blessings for all the best that can come, knowing that as all the best and all of life comes, that which isn't working, that which is not so good will just pass away without ever having to give it much attention at all. For you are the miracle worker. In God's hands, we are made whole. Amen. Blessing givers, let us begin. Amen. Your blessing has been given. Now go and rest and fully receive and allow it to nourish your life, to bring positive resources and life-giving stimulation that will assist you in either healing or finding a way to heal, being solved in so many problems, or finding a way to do it. We ask all of these things in the name of our beloved Yeshua, the Christ. Amen. And happy Mother's Day to all of our mothers. Bye-bye for now.